What do you get for $350-odd a week?
The question I was going to ask. What do you get? What's the bang for your buck?
Well, for $350 a week, you get a good three-bedroom duplex unit. Now, tenants love duplex units, and I'll tell you why. Because they're like an own little house. They don't have, you know, a stack of neighbours in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
They may share or may not a common wall, depending on whether they are an attached duplex or whether they are a freestanding duplex. But again, they generally speaking, you would find that land area that they are required to look after is probably a total of 300 or 400 square metres, whereas a standard building block in Muswellbrook's around the 700 square metre mark.
Okay.
So they're half that size. So when you've got people that are busy in their work, maybe they have got to move around a little bit with work. They're not
working
at home all the time.
Working strange shifts and that
mowing
sort of
lawns
thing.
And things are a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
But being able to have the nice, neat, modern feel is important as well. So we might see a three-bedroom duplex, single lock-up garage, built-in wardrobes to each bedroom, main bedroom with an ensuite, living areas that are not limited just to the one space off the kitchen. There might actually be a second or an extended living space. Split system air conditioning, secure yard. You're looking at around the $350 a week rental for something like that. Maybe as low as $330, maybe as high as $360 or $70 a week, but you're looking circa mid-300s. And for that sort of property at the moment, you probably can pick a property up like that, three-bedroom, two-bathroom, anywhere from maybe $310,000 to $330,000. So therefore, if you do the numbers, the returns are attractive. But they are good demand or high demand rental properties by tenants. Now, the other type of property is your not brand new and probably three-bedroom, not four, but three-bedroom home, freestanding home that might be on your standard 700-square-metre allotment. Again, three bedrooms with built-in wardrobes, would have a lounge and dining room and a kitchen, a single lock-up garage, secure yard, probably when we're looking at that 350-ish or mid to high 300s, 350 to 380 or 350 to under $400 a week rental, you're not looking necessarily at a brand new,
mm-hmm.
and you wouldn't be looking at a brand new home. You're probably looking at something built in the 80s to early 90s that has had a bit of a renovation, has been well looked after, maybe repainted kitchen and bathroom may have been updated. And those homes, if you're looking at that sort of money, you're probably looking at $340,000 for a home, $320,000 to $40,000 for a home like that. Now, then if you step up to the full renovation, maybe an extra bathroom, and it's still three-bedroom, you're pushing
being modernized
into...
modernised, yep, sort of thing.
You're pushing into high 300s, early 400s a week in rent, so $380 to $420 a week in rent, and that house is probably worth somewhere around $350,000 to $60,000. Now, a house that we have on the market or have had an offer accepted, actually, but a property that we opened last week, 83 Shiraz Street, is a good case in point. Now, it's being offered or was offered with a price guide of mid-300,000s. Now, whilst I won't disclose exactly what that has, what offer is on the table, that range that we sell in mid to mid-300,000s would be anything from 340 to 360. Now, let's say that this property's at the upper end of that, and in some cases we get a little bit more than that. But that particular property, when our property management team went through, they were assessing somewhere around the $420 a week mark.
Okay.
So let's say you spend $300, and that would equate to a $360,000-odd home. If you had a home for $360, you would expect now maybe to get $400, maybe to $420 a week in rental. After the break, we'll have a look at some of those more modern homes. There are a number of four-bedroom, two-bathrooms, a lot of them over in that Eastbrook Links area in Muswellbrook.
Ah, yes.
And what you would achieve in rental and pricing for those. And then we can talk about those returns, what those expected returns work out to be as far as percentage is considered.
I can hear the sounds of pens and pencils scrabbling on bits of paper all over the valley this morning as we get down to the nuts and bolts of what it might mean for a bit of property growth this year in the Upper Hunter and especially around Muswellbrook.